always our practice, if we is this moment, our life is this moment. Whether we add on or get caught up in self and other, or various other distinctions, those are all already added. Sometimes they're skillful things, sometimes they're not so skillful. In the Zen tradition, we sometimes speak of a treasure sword. Sometimes it's a life-taking sword. Sometimes it's a life-giving sword. Sometimes we use it. Sometimes others use it. In a sense, this is all a matter of how do we make use of the treasure that is our life, that is our effort, that is our practice, in terms of circumstances that either are so-called positive or so-called negative, that so-called gain or lose. The point of, if we talk about practice, is it's not really something added on. It is simply the very life of the universe that we are at this moment. And yet, it's up to us, us meaning us individually, us meaning others that we encounter or who encounter us, excuse me, how we make use of it, how they make use of it, how life makes use of it, how we make use of the life that we encounter, how the life makes use of us to enable us to see and be who and what we are, to be awake in the life that we are, to cut through, if I use such expression, the entanglements that blind us or that keep us doing things and reacting to things without seeing clearly what's going on. And this is both in terms of formal Zazen, making the effort what's called for based on what's going on, so to speak, inside or outside, or in our daily life. How do we make good use, if I use the word, of this treasure sword that is our practice life, that is the life of the universe, without becoming attached to all sorts of ideas that blind us and hinder us? So I'll bring up a case that is nice and useful. This is case 6 of the Heikigan Roku, the Ayenbu, the Blue Cliff Record. It's titled, Yunmen's Every Day is a Good Day. Yunmen, also known as Umon. Yunmen lived, I think, in the 9th century Common Era in China. Famous, well-known Zen master. Yunmen spoke to his assembled students, the assembly. He said, I don't ask you about before the 15th day. Say something about after the 15th day. We're actually approaching the 15th day of a lunar calendar. 15th day is going to be at the full moon day. It's coming Tuesday. Tuesday is, I think, the 15th day of the lunar calendar. Obviously, China in the 9th century did not use the solar calendar, the Christian calendar that we use in the West. It used a lunar calendar. What the lunar calendar there was, I don't know. But in many lunar calendars, full moon day is the 15th day of the month or the 14th day of the month, depending upon how you construct the calendar. In fact, Tuesday this week is going to be a full moon day, night, I should say, full moon night. And for those of us on the West Coast, it'll also be an eclipse. So the Earth will eclipse the sun, and it'll be from the moon's point of perspective, and the moon will be a red moon. I am in California, and if the weather permits, I'll go out and look. I am pretty affected by the full moon days. I can feel them both in my sleep, waking up early, and going out to appreciate the approaching full moon. And the full moon, it's a nice time for practice. So, in any case, if the night sky permits in terms of clouds, I will look. And I encourage those of you who are on the West Coast, I'm not sure in Illinois and in the central parts of the country whether you'll be able to see the red moon. You can check your local meteorological information. In any case, so Yun Men says, I don't ask you about before the 15th day. Say something about after the 15th day. Say something about after the 15th day. How would you respond if Yun Men was here? If I said that to you, how would you respond? Reflect on this. What would you say? Yun Men has a habit of answering for his assembly. There are many koan where Yun Men asks a question, and then when no one stands up to say anything, he says. Yun Men said, every day is a good day. Every day is a good day. Isn't that wonderful? Now you could take this, oh, that's some sort of nice maxim. That doesn't touch this. Hakuin said about this, this saying is cold. It has no explanation. It's hard to penetrate, hard to understand. Every day is a good day. Every day is a good day. How do we not get trapped by our ideas, but allow this treasure sword to serve us and all those that we meet? Tenke Denson commented on this. He said, Before the 15th day cuts off a thousand differences and myriad distinctions. After the 15th day also cuts off a thousand differences and myriad distinctions. Cuts off. That's the treasure sword. In a way, that's part of our practice effort. Certainly, if I be very simple and ordinary down to earth, we need to cut off the entanglements, not in a harsh way, but at least to notice how and where we entangle in stories, how and where we entangle in our beliefs, in our therefore, therein, thereby's, about this moment. About this moment. So, what is every day is a good day? What is this? How do we manifest every moment is a good moment? Not to get more words, but to be this life of the universe. This life of the universe. So that we can serve our life and the life of all that we encounter. That's really the whole of our practice. The whole of our practice. Tenkei Densan's, in a way you could say, capping sentence for this is, today is a fine day. Yesterday the fog cleared, and it was also a fine day. How is it for you? How is it for you right now? Is the support to be just this moment? Every day is a good day, is a support to be just this moment. Nothing you need extra, nothing is lacking. So, if there's something to cut off, use the sword of practice to cut it off. If there's something to give life to, the sword of practice serves and gives you the life of the universe, which is always, always available, always right here, right now. Thank you.